Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. He was one of the greatest high school basketball players in the state of Arkansas. In his first season with the Hogs, he was a key component to their Elite Eight success. And now, he brings his talents to the buzz.
Darius Hall.
It's time to talk to Jalen Williams, presented by Southern Floor Coating. From garages to porches and even patios, they use certified installers and offer a 15-year warranty. Call them today at 501-402-4912 or go online to southernfloorcoating.com. Now, let's talk to the pride of Fort Smith, Arkansas, Jalen Williams.
And a good morning, Jalen. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, are you on your way to class yet, or no?
Well, I'm actually at the hotel, already down here to play Ole Miss.
What am I thinking? It's a road game. I don't know why I was thinking it was a home game. Exactly, it's Ole Miss tonight.
Yeah. Wow. That's
what's so weird, Jalen, is that we're still sort of shaking our heads to think that we can talk to you guys on game day, which is hard to believe. So hopefully we won't get you in trouble with the coaches or the hotel.
Yeah, no doubt, because I'm sitting there thinking with that morning voice that you got right now, I want to record you saying something for me, which is, come over here, baby, so I can give them my wife.
Well, man, hey, great game the other night. Big win over Texas A&M at home, 76-73. Another double-double for you. You come through in the stretch, 11 rebounds, 14 points. Just talk about how big of a win that was for you guys at home Saturday.
Yeah, that was a really big win for us just as a team to show that we've grown so much as a team from the first time that we played them. And coming into that game, we knew that they were going to be a really good team and they were going to fight back if we got the lead. So we just knew that getting that win would be really important for us to keep our energy going.
Yeah, the other thing was that JD on the bench, that was really the first game where JD, said extended time on the bench, and that meant that, somebody had to step up, and you certainly did. I mean, do you obviously, when you see that happen, do you make a, cognizant effort to go, hey, listen, I really got to do more now with JD on the bench?
Well, not really. I mean, we have so many great guards on our team. I knew that Devo and Chris will come in and do enough to get it done. And really, we kind of just know that it's next man up, regardless of who goes off the game. So I feel like we did a good team effort of keeping it going and winning the game.
Well, you talk about other players. You had Moody and Tony both step up. Moody with 15 points and Tony with 12 points. And, their play has been outstanding. It was a key in the game the other night.
Yeah, for sure. A decent stand. They've been playing really good. They're both two players that have been letting it just come to them. And Stanley, Adiz, they've both been rebounding really great. And they've been taking smart shots. And when they play hard, good things are going to happen for them.
Jalen, first and foremost, let me say, man, it is an absolute joy to watch you play. It's fun to watch somebody play just with maximum effort every single play. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to watch you play, not only this year, but last year as well. I felt like you gave the same amount of effort, but great game the other night. And I'm just curious, if you had to pick one thing, whether it be chemistry coming together, whether it be being more patient on offense, or you guys kind of sorting out your rotations on defense a little better than maybe earlier on in the year. To me, it would be defense, but what would you attribute you guys' success to over the past 5, 6, 7 ball games if you had to pick one?
Man, I don't know if I can pick one, but the two main things that stand out to me that's really just changed what's going on for the team is our defense, what you said, and I feel like the team has bought into doing whatever it takes to win. Like, nobody's playing for what's on the back of their jersey. Everybody's playing for what's on the front of their jersey. So
that's
everybody's
awesome.
Playing like that. Our chemistry is going to get better. We're just going to play better as a team overall.
Hey, and unrelated to basketball, Roger mentioned your voice, and I was thinking about this last week when we talked to you. Can you sing? I sing for a living. I do this for fun. But you have a great speaking voice. I'm thinking, boy, you could cover some Barry White.
Randy Travis.
Yeah, man. You got a great voice.
Thank you. I mean, I can do it. I mean, I'm not terrible, but I'm not great.
What you got in you right now, Jay?
Yeah. Is there a little something?
What do you listen to?
It just depends. Like, I got a little singing playlist on my phone, and it's like a lot of old school music that
I heard
my dad listen to.
Like what?
He cooked, or I got John Legend in there. Huh? I got some new stuff. It just depends what mood I'm in.
I got you. I like it.
Well, you know, you mentioned Ole Miss. I can't believe I was thinking the game was home tonight. That, you know, Ole Miss has to play Florida Monday because of a cancellation or COVID movement. So they're playing, obviously, two games in three nights. But they blew out Florida. So, in this league, you don't know what. Last night, Missouri almost beats number one Auburn. So, obviously, you guys have to be ready to play your best tonight against Ole Miss.
Of course, the SEC is so great that anybody can beat anybody on any given night. Like, Georgia came up with a win last night against Alabama.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right.
We know that every single game that we got to bring it, and anybody can beat anybody in this league. So we know we got to bring it from the jump.
Yeah, that Georgia win was the first SEC win for them in, like, forever. I was wondering, too, I mentioned class. You know, when you travel, how do you work class? Do you have to make it up somehow, or does your teacher give your professor give you your work to go? How does that work with being on the road on a weekly basis?
Well, most of my work now is all online. Really, if they might give us work on Monday and we can get it done by Tuesday, but it's not due till Sunday, so it doesn't really matter as long as you have it turned in.
So let me get this straight. So, you know, back in my day when I was up there playing ball for the Hogs, we actually had to go to class. Are
you
saying
to walk all the way to class.
After the last couple of years of COVID, you don't even really have to go to class. You just do it off your computer, stay at home, right?
No pencils.
I still got to go to class, okay. But the work is online.
I got you.
Oh, very good. Well, I want to ask you something even more important than that, because I don't know if we covered it the last couple of days. What was up with Coach's face the other game, man? Is he growing something? Did he have 5 o'clock shadow, or is he erasing the board with his hand and then wiping his face when lights comes down, tossing the ball crazy?
See, you know what's funny is at the end of the game, we're walking out. I don't know if it was an overtime or like the end of the second half. We're walking out from the timeout. And I lean back and I look at him and I go, Coach, go over there and wipe your face. You got a dry erase marker on your face. And it's just for him being in timeouts and he'll erase the board with his hands and I guess he'll go wipe his face or something like that.
Yeah, so when Likes is driving the ball down and getting ready to dish it off somewhere, that's when he puts his hand on his face and goes, oh, I can't watch that.
So not only are you doing everything to pick up your teammates out there, you're also saving Coach
from the embarrassment.
How about that? He does it all.
My man.
Well, you know, that's a great point, Justin. And Justin also brought up a point the other day, and we wanted to ask before we let you go, last question here, Jalen. Do you want to thank Southern Floor Coatings for sponsoring Jalen Williams every week.
Jalen also was, I didn't mean to interrupt you, co-SEC Player of the Week.
That's exactly right.
I'm not surprised by that.
But Justin, my point, was the game the other night, was that the most, in your 2 years, the biggest crowd and the most raucous crowd you've had since you've been there because of the COVID situation last year and just, you know, the game this year, obviously a big game Saturday, A&M. Is that the best we've seen for you?
Oh, for sure. Playing-wise, that's the best I've seen. But I was actually there my senior year of high school when they played against Kentucky.
Cal got thrown out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to top that. But, you know, I didn't realize until Justin brought it up, the fact that, you know, you really, because of COVID, you hadn't had a chance to get a lot of those full stadium experience where the crowd really makes a difference.
Yeah, for sure. That was definitely the loudest, the most people I played in front of, and the loudest it's ever been.
And I think Rogers playing a little John Legend.
Yeah, I don't know what we got here, John. Jalen.
I'm ready to go. Oh, I don't recognize that. Is that on your playlist, Jalen?
Nah, this one isn't on my playlist.
listen, you old dudes.
We've only got 4 songs. Tell me if any of them are. Here's number 2.
It's so slow. He's like, pass. No?
He's got this. He's just don't want his boys.
See, pass on that one.
Two more. Here we go.
Well, what's all this soft John Legend stuff?
Well, that's what he does.
He's a piano guy.
He's a lover.
Yeah.
So this is not. This is a no, too?
They all sound the same song.
Yeah. Last one.
Last one.
Oh, that's a pass.
He said that's a pass, too?
We struck out. We're batting zero.
That's all we got.
I tell you what, Jalen, not today, but maybe sometime before we do the show next week, why don't you text me a couple of your old school songs,
right?
And we'll have those to play for you next week.
And you can sing to them.
Yeah, sing to them.
You can sing if you
want.
Sing to them.
And listen, we'll beat those Rebels tonight.
I play basketball.
Yes, you do, my man.
Beat those Rebels tonight, and can't wait to talk to you next week. Keep up the great work. Go Hogs.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jalen Williams.
Thanks, Jalen Williams.